number 77. Welcome to These Fantastic Worlds, science fiction and fantasy podcast by Jake Jackson. This week's tale is called Different and explores the themes of identity, alienation, and the connection between the personal, the world around us, and the universe. So here is Different. I've always felt different. Disorientation, the doctor had called it, although he was clearly puzzled and dismissive of my tendency to talk to myself. Then the town was bombed. The surrounding region with its industrial network was decimated too, leaving only a few structures upright. Apparently, we were a legitimate strategic target in a war that nobody wanted and nobody won. My whole family was killed, from grandparents to the little ones. Our home, along with almost everybody else's, collapsed in the blast. I was lucky, the only survivor, already marching out of the town, heading for glorious isolation away from my family and the neighbours, each of whom talked about me as though they really knew me, whispered and pointed at me in the street. Well, once they might have, but they don't know what's going on in my head, what's always gone on. After the bomb struck, I was the only one left in the town. And days later, I found myself face down in a field, starving, thirsty, and with the worst kind of headache. My limbs unresponsive, I struggled upwards and looked back at the shattered land that was once my home. Everything around me was silent, and the stale aroma of death overwhelmed the air. The patch of ground I had lain on was green, but all else was charcoal grey. Ahead of me, away from the town, I saw a ridge that marked the edge of the devastation and a tumble of structures beyond. It was one of the many factories that had once provided work for our fathers and mothers and theirs before them, stretching back through generations. I stumbled forwards, talking to myself with my dry, aching throat. "Where are you off to now, eh?" I've always had this inner dialogue. "Find something, anything, water." "I wouldn't trust that now. Tins, they'll be okay." Shuffled on, finding more energy in the hope, and moved a little faster, anxious to distance myself from the scorched earth. "Come on, you can do it." "Okay, okay, I'm coming. Look, the ridge is almost normal. The grass is just swept back as though a giant had breathed on it." Some giant, huh? A technological marvel, a giant feckin' bomb. Well, yes, but there's an old factory still standing. Protected by the ridge, maybe. Or something else. "Really? You know how I feel." "Yes, yes, different, like I do. I just think there's something there. Food, that's what we want. More than food. Here we are." In front of me, a broken building rose. A steel structure exposed to the air with timber frames and crumbling walls randomly discarded across the length of the delivery yard. Used to be 1,000 people working here. The kilns have been quiet for years. I peered in as desultory sunlight limped through the huge holes in the roof. "Oh, look, the old steps." I wandered over to the back of the factory where 5 stone steps were set in a dirt-crusted wall with pale red ochre stone around a rough archway. It was markedly different from everything else in this state of abandonment. I shivered. It seemed ancient. "You remember these?" "Of course. It was just a joke." No. All the stories in the newspapers. It wasn't just our friends that disappeared. Well, we couldn't find them. And we had to run back and tell everyone. Oh, that wasn't fun. No one believed me. They did after a few days. Mike, Aya, Ellis, Tande. Still missing. Not that it matters anymore. Everyone's gone. I was blamed for a while, but then the old stories came out on the radio and the TV. A lost generation of people disappeared. Right here. I looked at the steps, now a few feet from me. They led nowhere. There's nothing on the other side, no platform, no corridor, no room. Just 5 steps and a doorway in the old stone. Why did I not go up? You were just last. The others pushed in front of you. The demon drink, too much fun, no thought about the danger. There's no obvious danger. They're just steps that lead nowhere. And we didn't know what we know now. Does that change anything? It still feels the same. Even though the entire town outside has been destroyed, this place seems to have stayed as it was. Maybe we should go up. I need food. There's no food here. That's why we came. That's why you came. You're making a distinction between us? Finally. What that look, trust me. You always have. We've got to go up those 5 steps. There's nothing else we can do here. But everyone else has gone. There's nothing to eat or drink, unless you want to wait for the rain. Nothing to lose. Oh, okay. I ran up the steps, and closing my eyes, flung myself through the opening. I landed face down on the concrete floor on the other side. My head shouted at me, and I could hardly breathe. No, you idiot, what are you doing? Take it easy, listen to me. Oh, why didn't you say? I pushed myself up cautiously. You just ran up it like a madman. Well, just get on with it. Painfully, I brushed the dust and grit off my clothes. Walk up, 1 step at a time, and breathe in step 1, out on step 2, and so on, and don't change your pace. Well, I can only just walk. I regarded the steps and wondered what was going on. I've been talking to myself since I can remember, but this felt different. I took a first step, breathed in. A second step, breathing out. Third, breathed in. Fourth, breathed out. Fifth step, breathed in and closed my eyes. A 6th step, and breathed out. A 7th step, breathed in. Now I felt myself being buffeted and shouldered. An 8th step. I breathed out and opened my eyes wide. Utter darkness surrounded me, but I could hear and feel an ocean of murmuring joy. Oh, my! Everywhere, there were people, all pushing past, moving in the opposite direction. A voice bloomed around me, as though speaking from every part of the air itself. Its fingers susurrating my flesh, banishing the pains of my fall, and I felt myself step forwards, but now stepping out of myself. Welcome. We have waited so long for your return. My words drifted out, but they were an echo of themselves. There were 2 of us responding to this new voice. You are the first seed of your world. We sent you when the universe was new, and we have sought your return, for we have many other worlds to create. I found myself suspended on the edge of breathing in. I could no longer breathe out. Your human vessel will return with the others. They have been a pestilence in our realm, wandering and wailing while we seek you. Now all can return. How long? We do not measure such things. We dwell in the moment before your universe was created. In your terms, we have searched for you for 70 millennia. But what is such a thing? You may leave now. Goodbye, old friend. I stumbled back, the surge of people heading to the door overwhelming me as we flooded backwards through and down the 5 steps back into the abandoned factory. Hundreds of people milled around, looking at the sky through the holes in the ceiling, their eyes scrunched in the agony of sunlight, and more poured through. I breathed out. I cried at the emptiness in my head. But somehow, when I closed my eyes, I could still feel the darkness, the fingers on my flesh, and the distant voice of myself, my pair, my old friend. I have always been different, but now I know why. Why, well, as you probably gathered, that's a story about quantum entanglement and time travel. Something that I'm exploring in the context of ancient mythology in particular. Anyway, I hope you can join me next week. This is Jake Jackson. Goodbye.